The Burt Show.
Entertainment Buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
How much jail time is Morgan Wallen looking at after getting his 3 felony charges for throwing a 20-pound chair 6 floors off of Eric Church's new bar in Nashville?
So yesterday when you guys were talking about it, I hadn't seen the video yet. I didn't realize how exactly, I mean, you throw a chair off of any 6-foot building, it's dangerous. It's shockingly,
right?
Shockingly stupid.
That's why I said that yesterday. And because I saw the video and it is so high up. If that hit somebody in the right, like if the timing would have happened and God forbid that chair would have hit somebody, it would have killed them.
And what was his reason for doing this? It was just like a part of his show?
He was drunk.
Drunk, having a good time, quote unquote.
Yeah, he wasn't performing. He was just up there hanging out.
Yeah,
right?
He was just vibing. Yeah. The bar is brand new, so it's just open. So I'm sure he was up there with like a private party celebrating this very cool looking new bar and then just decided to throw this chair off of the roof. Mm. Somebody actually calculated at what speed it would be flying down to the ground after being thrown off 65 feet in the air. 45 miles an hour, damn. 20 pounds. 45 miles an hour. It could have killed somebody. So Tennessee law says that each one of his 3 felony counts could carry a potential sentence between 1 and 15 years. He's got 3 of them. So a lot of people are saying, well, he's probably going to get the superstar treatment and get a slap on the wrist, but he's facing some very, very real jail time.
But sometimes the superstar treatment, they make an example mm-hmm. of you and can work and go in the complete opposite direction.
Yeah.
I mean, in a city like Nashville, it wouldn't surprise me that they would want to try and set an example for other country stars. But you may get a certain judge that really wants to see Morgan this summer and doesn't want to let his kids down. So we'll see what happens here. But now the Chiefs bar that just opened up has a sign up front that says, our pigs fly, but our chairs don't.
There you go.
All right. Do the ends justify the means? That's a question you might ask yourself after hearing why Bethany Frankel is allowing her 13-year-old to break the law in the name of safety. So Bethany and her daughter live in New York City, and Bethany says that she's been instilling the fear of God into her daughter about the city's crime rate and is allowing her to carry pepper spray, even though it's illegal for minors to carry pepper spray in New York. She said on a podcast, quote, something has changed in the city. She said, I was talking today to my publicist and her friend knew someone who was held at gunpoint at Dunkin' Donuts. My daughter's friend was held up at gunpoint at Dunkin' Donuts coincidentally. My same friend knew someone who got hit in the face with a brick by a homeless person in New York City. I just think of my daughter walking up and down the aisles of CVS and thinking life is normal, and it freaks me out. So what do? I scare my kid. I freak her out. I'm choosing fear. I want to instill fear in her because my alternative is pain and death and crying. That's what we're dealing with.
How old's the daughter again?
13.
13. I would give her pepper spray too.
Yeah. Cause I like mm-hmm. at what point, like something, if something really does happen and she has to use the pepper spray, what cop is going to be like, oh, well, it's illegal.
Yeah.
You're going to put the safety of the child if she's using the pepper spray correctly first.
Yeah. I mean, if you know your kid, there are some kids at 13 that you can't trust with pepper spray because they would take it to school, they would show it off, they would spray it in the hallway, then they'd have to evacuate the school, they'd be a thing.
Any 13-year-old boy would do that.
Okay. quite possibly. But Bethany Frankel's daughter, who if she's walking, you know, streets of New York City, absolutely, mm-hmm. I would 100% give my daughter pepper spray.
Yeah, especially after seeing all those TikToks of all those girls getting punched in the face.
Yeah,
I mean, I love New York and I wanted to go back this summer. I'm like, maybe next year.
Yeah, you got a new nose.
I know.
You can't afford that, right?
I gotta protect this thing. Gotta let it set a little longer.
Dude, you should get like one of those masks that basketball players wear after they break their nose.
Oh, the Horace Grant mask.
Yes. Yeah. And if you go to New York City, that's how you should walk the streets of New York City.
In New York, I can just say, it's fashion.
It's fashion.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right, Beyonce's daughter, Rumi Carter, is now the youngest charting female artist on the Billboard Hot 100. She's now taken the title from her other daughter, Blue Ivy. This is for a song called Protector on Cowboy Carter. It debuted at number 42 on the charts when Blue Ivy was charting. It was for a song called Brown Skin Girl. But also in other Beyonce news, there's a lot of controversy about whether or not this is a country album or not, but we have decided it's a Beyonce album. There is a YouTube channel called There I Ruined It that used an AI voice program to make it sound like a classic country singer. Hank Williams sang it, and it definitely proves Texas Hold'em is a country jam.
Well, this ain't Texas.
And that settles it. Beyonce's officially country now.
Sounds country.
All right, Rihanna is causing some controversy with her Naughty Nun photo shoot for Interview Magazine. I'll fill you in on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.